Benchmark indices sinking to levels not seen since about the beginning of the year, with the Dow giving up 391 points and the S&P 500 giving up 33. Fighting, of course, in the Middle East, along with increasing energy prices, weighing on investors these days. So it's a good time to ask, where's a safe place to put your money until things settle down? Mr. Smith, it's a pleasure to have you back with us here on the KNX Business Hour.
Oh, good being back, Frank.
Thank you very much. And how do you see the current international scene for investors? Is this a time to be very defensive, or is it time to go bargain hunting right now?
Well, it depends upon, you know, how much tolerance you have for risk. I'm sure there's plenty of great bargains out there right now, but all that's going on in the Middle East and the potential threat of Iran escalating this whole issue and their pursuit of nuclear weapons, I think really is going to be the wild card. And I think that's where most people are focused. Is Iran going to get more involved than they are? And if they do, and their oil gets disrupted, it could create a lot of chaos.
And, of course, we have seen volatility in the oil markets and in the precious metals markets. What are you telling people to do about oil, for example?
Well, this morning on CNBC, I was there with Steve Lieb, and we both concur that you're going to see somewhere between $80 and $90 a barrel oil by the end of the year, and maybe as high as $100. It really does, and I hate to sound like a broken record, but it really depends upon how deep Iran gets into this. I mean, if this madman Ahmadinejad really starts to escalate things over there in the Middle East, it could really create some huge, huge disruptions. And that's why all eyes in the oil complex are focused on the moves out of Iran.
The latest developments in the Middle East, of course, overshadowing the other developments we, of course, saw with North Korea firing their missiles. And so there have been some other developments that are very, very serious.
You're absolutely correct. And isn't it amazing what a couple news cycles past will do? You know, I mean, it was just a couple days ago we were worried about North Korea and Kim Jong-il sending nuclear weapons throughout the world. And of course, he has nuclear weapons. Now he's trying to find ways to deliver them. And you can add to that many of the other things that we have going on in the world. Still the instabilities in Nigeria, Venezuela, Brazil nationalizing their oil fields. I mean, there's just so much going on internationally. And I think that's why you've seen gold return to its classic position of being a hedge against inflation, a hedge against uncertainty, and a store of value in the midst of a world where currencies are fluctuating like the thermometer out there. I mean, it really is crazy, and it makes it very difficult for investors to understand where their true values are, because as the currencies change, the values of your assets change.
Now, do you think gold is still the crisis super metal, and do you think gold will move higher after we have seen, of course, a big run-up this past year, but a pullback as well? Where do you think gold is going?
Well, you know, there's two camps. You know, one says it's all over for gold and markets are coming back down. The other camp says that you'll see these levels hold and probably go a lot higher. We're expecting to see gold between $740 and $800 by the end of the year. I think that's a very conservative estimate, given the fact that China is still net buyers, the Russians are still net buyers. And I think all this increased tension has put a lot of people on the defensive. Very similar to what we saw in the 70s when we had the oil shocks and Iran taking hostages in Tehran and Russia's invading Afghanistan. I mean, the world is a very uncertain place. In our newsletter, Real Money Perspectives, we talk about this at length, that for the first time in probably two decades, we have a lot of uncertainty. And I think that that's going to really factor into people's decisions. That's why KNX listeners, if they want a copy of the newsletter, they can call us at 800-289-2646. Mention KNX or Frank's program, and we'll make sure to get you a complimentary copy out so you have some type of roadmap of what to do during this. It's not a time to buy dehydrated banana chips, machine guns, and Krugerrands away for the end of the world to come. But you should have a defensive strategy until things settle down in the Middle East especially.
And what advice generally do you have for investors at this point regarding precious metals, collectibles, and coins, for example, as well, and the mining stocks?
Well, we're suggesting that you take a position. No less than 3 or 4% of your portfolio should be in tangibles at this stage, whether it be mining stocks or shares or ETFs or the physically held gold. On the other hand, there are many people I know that are going as high as 10 or 15% in the portfolio. I would caution your listeners, though, Frank, there's going to be a lot of emotion in these markets. Never buy in a panic. Never sell in a panic. Don't make your decisions out of emotions. Get an education. Get the facts, and then execute accordingly.
I see on your website you have some articles on investing in collectibles and coins. Any general thoughts about that?
Yeah, you know, we love that market, and let me tell you why. It's a lot stabler market. You don't have as many spikes and drops. You know, collectibles, they, like early American $20 gold pieces, they stopped minting them in 1933. They're never going to make any more. So you get the wonderful increases in gold, but you also get the scarcity factor. And you're really in a market that doesn't have a whole lot of competition. So we've always, for 25 years, I've liked that market. It's been a market that's been a steady, reliable source of income to a lot of our customers. And we're going to continue. You know, we're kind of boring, Frank. When we find something that works, we stay with it.
Well, I'm like that too, actually, so appreciate that very much. SwissAmerica.com is the website, and of course we'll have more information at KNX1070.com. Craig Smith, the CEO of Swiss America Trading Corporation, it's a pleasure to speak with you, and thanks very much for being part of our special series this week, Where the Smart Money Goes in a Crisis. Mr. Smith, thank you very much, and all the best to you there.
Great to be with you.